Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Russell Cade and welcome to Man Baggage. This is the show where I slap my bag on the desk and empty the sack of insecurity all into the ears of the listeners. And sometimes over the faces as well if you're watching the video clips. What I'm saying, I'm squirting my insights into your face and ears. And we talk about the things we wish men would talk about, which is why we've got this absurdly, unwelcomely high female listenership. This isn't for you, you nosy cows. Sod off. This was supposed to be for men talking about their shit, but guess who listens in at the keyhole wanting to know why men perv in on the boobies of people who aren't their girlfriends? Girls. That's woo. So I thought it'd be a good one today. We're going to talk about mistakes, getting things wrong, growth from mistakes, why we get things wrong. Is there a difference in attitude towards mistakes from men and women? And what a pair of guests I have today. Fellow jester Matt Richardson is in the house. Matt, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
No, you're most welcome. You had a didn't you have a birthday recently? Wasn't it important?
I did. I was 30 a week ago.
Granddad, how does that feel, granddad?
Well, I mean, look, it wasn't ideal. Like, you know, I based a lot of my career early doors on being like the young comedian on the circuit. And that backfires because you can't keep that forever, can you?
No, that's why you're better off being like old before your time.
Yes,
you know, it's like, you know, comedians like Dara, who was already 70 when he was 20, he just gets better and better.
Who was never aged because he always looked awful.
Exactly. Imagine, always looked excellent, I'd like to say. Imagine someone like me bouncing around with boyish energy in their 60s. It's going to be absolutely pathetic and tragic.
Yeah, look, you're kind of the experiment. How
That's
you do,
you.
Then it's going to be like, I will do a roughly the same about 10 years later.
I have to empty my colostomy at a specially scheduled extra interval. Also, we're joined by our female auditor. Now, why do we have a female auditor if it's a podcast about men's mental health and men's attitudes? For the simple reason is this. I've realised that men quickly drift into matey, laddish stereotypes that are complete bollocks half of the time. So we need powerful female energy to keep us in place. And bringing that big clit energy today, it's Louisa Zisman. And it is a sizable Hello. One as well. You were in the Guinness Book of Records for some time for having a 4-inch man in the boat.
Clip.
It was. Actually, you could slap it down on the table and break it in half. It really is something. And welcome, Louisa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So I thought, I mean, well, you're both, given that, you know, the businesses we're in and the journeys you've had through the business. Today's subject is going to be bittersweet. Certainly for me. I mean, I don't think you can be a stand-up without learning from mistakes. Mistakes are some of the biggest learning opportunities, but they fucking hurt when you're a stand-up comedian because it often results in silence stroke booing that hurts like a physical pain. But Matt Richardson, how good are you at using mistakes for growth? And do you think you've got better and maybe it's something that held you back in the beginning? So let's find out whether today's subject, stress, differs massively when it comes to the genders. Do men experience stress differently to women? Do they experience it the same but react differently? That's something in preparing for today's recording I've learned. It's more about the stress reaction. First of all, some terms before I introduce my wonderful panel. The term stress is a neutral term. I want to say that at the top. It's not negative or positive. It actually comes from two different terms, distress, which will sound familiar, which is the negative version, and the less familiar one that's been dropped from the language, eustress, ironically spelled EU stress, which is what we're going to be going through once Brexit kicks in. So that's the positive stress. And who have I got to debate this? Well, two perfect subjects. I've got Chloe Maley, who constantly puts her guns under stress in the gym. I got Melvin Adoom, who stresses me just by being a perfect human on a daily basis. Two incredibly talented broadcaster, media personalities, authors. Have you written a book yet, Melvin? I know Chloe's not one out.
No, I'm not that clever.
I feel like you should.
I might do one day. I wanted to do one on riddles. That will happen soon.
Yeah, or will it? I'm a book. I'm 10 pages in. So first of all, how are you both? What have you got cooking at the moment, Melvin? Where can we find you? Where can we see you? What have you got going on? What have you got coming up?
Mondays to Thursdays on BBC Radio 1 at the moment with Ricky and Charlie, which is amazing. We just got a promotion, so we're doing the live lounge really, really soon. So staying busy with that. DJing gigs is kind of kicking off again. And just did a massive conference with Lego in Denmark, so that was really cool.
Nice one. Fucking hell. How cool is that? That's the last one I thought you were going to say on my list. You know, I dropped into Florida and I was DJing for this nightclub. I'm doing Radio 1. I did a live lounge of some people spitting bars on Thursday. So I'm still hungover from the gig. And I did Lego. The natural conclusion
with Lego as well.
To the coolest list out of the three of us is Lego. That's what I love about Melvin. Brings it back down to the geeks. But for now, I'm joined by a man, Dane Baptiste, comedian, writer, satirist, actor. If you go back to Sunny D, definitely an actor. I mean, playing himself, you could argue, but acting nonetheless. Does a bit of everything, the show-off bastard. He's in stand-up man corner. And why is my other guest a female? Well, quite simply this. It's all too easy for two men to drift into, well, you know what girls be like, stereotypes. We need a female auditor. Process the information, make sure we're not drifting into that area. And it is, of course, the wonderful broadcaster, media legend. I think you've had a book out as well, haven't you, Olivia? Have you written yet? Got one of those out?
In the pipeline.
I thought it might be.
I can't tell you more than that.
Pipeline. Maybe also civil engineering. Add that as well.
Civil engineering. She works. She can get trunking. She can do your plumbing.
Too. I've created two humans. Have you
She's created two.
In my body.
Two humans in her body. It is, of course, Olivia Wayne. So I want to talk about regret today, people. Regret is a quite difficult emotion or thought to pin down. I mean, the definition of it is a feeling of sadness, repentance, disappointment over an occurrence or something that one has done or failed to do. I can't decide whether that's negative or positive. Mostly we can start with things like bossiness or cheating and go, well, that's a negative thing. Why does it happen? But surely some regret is good. I've always thought a human being devoid of regret. We know another name for that. Serial killer. You know, you should, it's normal, isn't it, to reflect, oh God, why did I do that? Why did I say that? But maybe my guests will disagree, but let's, the obvious kickoff question, Olivia Wayne, what's your biggest regret? And if that's too large, what's your biggest regret in the last year? Go COVID. So Chloe's a brilliant person to go to first on this. By the way, if you've never listened to Man Baggage before and you've arrived here as a fan of Melvin's or Chloe's, let me explain. We have a female auditor on here in case we slip into sexist generalities. That is Chloe's purpose. But I just wondered, living with quite a high octane, I know James a little bit now, living with quite a high octane male, who I imagine, you know, if you left the Philadelphia spread out the side, there'd probably be a meeting about it or a chart. Do you think men stress more than women, or is it just a temperament thing? In every couple, there's sort of one stress head and one Buddha.
You know what? I always find when I come on your podcast, Russell, that I'm the one that actually says quite, I don't know, gender assuming sentences. I think it's fair to say James specifically is a high stress human being. And I think that comes from being, he just is. I think it comes from being a professional athlete and basically having for his whole career, he had a way to channel this stress into, you know, it was the adrenaline and the cortisol and the game playing, and it's a contact sport, rugby. And since he retired, he hasn't had that. So his stress levels are, like, I'll just say it, pretty unmanageable since he retired. And I think you were right when you said in the intro, I actually think it's how he deals with his stress via me. So he's very quick to anger. And I know a lot of my friends who are married say the same thing about their husbands. Like, when he gets stressed with work, he comes home and he just attacks me. And I don't know, and I don't know any women that do that when they're stressed. I think, this is where I'm going to say, like, the gender, you know, assuming sentence. I think when women deal with stress, it is more emotive. We are a bit more emotional about it. And I know that like me and my female friends, little things will happen. Like we'll struggle to sleep or we'll feel very kind of, yeah, we'll have very, very kind of erratic mood swings. Whereas I think all the men I know, they do just tend to just attack and that's how they process it. But yeah, I think that I couldn't have married a bigger stressed if I tried.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I think biggest regret over it, like in the entirety of my life is far too big. I haven't even gone there. Don't want to.
Okay, so let's do. What's your biggest regret in the last year?
In the COVID year, probably, just on a career level, because let's keep it at this stage quite light. Is not trying. Sorry, did you want to go deeper? Well, let's go deeper. I think my biggest regret is not kind of, I think this has been a divisive year. It's really separated people, families, friendship groups, and maybe not being empathetic enough that actually people are struggling and trying to make the best of things. So maybe there's been clashes and debates and far too much passion when actually everyone's just scared. So my biggest regret is how I've handled potential pitfalls and interactions.
Interesting. Dane, Bap tweets, what is your, that's his Twitter handle, by the way. What is your biggest regret of the last year? Feel free to go there lifelong if you want to, but don't feel pressure.
I try not to narrow it onto one particular regret. I think because I'm someone who believes very much in that causality and the butterfly effect. So there are some maybe poor decisions which may precipitate as into good ones.
Oh, I regret leaving this window open before beginning this podcast. No.
Dane's doing his Radio 1 Extra show at the moment. Can you not press the sound effect buttons, Dane?
I know, and keep going for the same ones as well.
Dane, bap,
I'm so old. No, I think my biggest regret is always the one regret, I think, because it's all about reflection on the life I have now, I think. My biggest regret is not prioritising my happiness and not taking responsibility for my own happiness. Because, I think most of those things are quite linked in that where I've done things that have been quite regretful, they've been based on maybe me acting in a way where I'm even conforming to social convention or doing what I think people think I should do or acting out of fear as instead of, you know, prioritising happiness for myself and maybe the person I'm involved with in the longer term as well. And, I think, so I guess another way of rape pays. Giving into fear has been probably my biggest regret. Or acting
interesting.
Out of fear. Yeah.
Now, this what just listening to both of you, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Obviously, we're only, in this space today, two men and one woman. So I get that. I'm only asking you to speak from your personal. This is your opinions we're looking for. I'm not upgrading either of you to anthropologist or sociologist, but opinions are interesting. Just listening to that, Olivia, and listening to how you both spoke. And as you go, oh my God, do I go there? I don't know, blah. I mean, do you, much more of an emotional response than the way I would have responded like Dane with a kind of audit of regret for the previous year. This is what I wished I'd done differently. Do you think men process regret differently to women? Or do you think we just express how we talk about it differently?
I think both. I think regret for me is a physical feeling. I feel sick about things.
I get that though. Dane, sorry to stop cut right. you off, but that's no, quite yeah. a strong thing to say. Dane, do you get that? Do you get that physical? So, oh God, yeah, oh God, I spilt wine yeah. on the couch. I still think about shit like that years later.
Yeah, I mean, I think most men probably understand their post-coital clarity is a big one. A lot of time as well. nothing is a good basis for like regrets. Than being like after you, you know, after you have an orgasm and you're like, what am I doing here? I have a family. What am I doing here? Supposed to be getting married.
I really like those socks. What have I done? I love those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God, those are a birthday present from my grandmother. So I think,
Olivia.
No, but you keep talking about things that are like, oh, I spilt wine on the couch. That's not regret. That's like, that was a fucking.
I just ejaculated into my nan's sock in Dane's mind. Come on, that's pretty extreme.
A bit more. But do you know, like, I'm talking about like, why did I say that in the heat of that moment when I knew it would hurt and I was trying to hurt, but now I regret ever saying it because I can't take it back and I feel ill about it because I was only trying to get the reaction. I didn't mean, you know, all of that feel. And it like, it can cause, you know, the sleeplessness, the sick feeling, just literally cringing and shuddering and just, oh, just get it away. But then as you say, you have to learn from it because of the butterfly effect. But actually, if I'd never said it or done it, would I be where I am today with that kind of awareness?
Yeah, I think I'm not very good at using mistakes for growth. It's taken me a long time to go, okay, well, that was maybe a good thing that went badly. I used to just go home and after any kind of mistake, be it a work mistake or a life mistake, I used to just go home and beat myself up about it for 3 weeks and then just make another mistake and then beat myself up about that one and forget about the previous one. So I'm not very good at learning from my mistakes and being perceptive with how you go through the world, really.
Would you be willing to share an example?
I'm trying to think of like a really good one that is. I mean, you know, look, I've been out, like had relationships that were mistakes and things like that and not really learned from them properly and repeated the same things over and over again, like gone out with someone who your personality doesn't necessarily match with and then going out with another person like that.
A classic.
And just, you know, sort of creating your own misery in that way. Work mistakes. Look, I've made very few. I think I've had an almost perfect career. Gigs and stuff. when you fuck up at a gig, like you say, that is they're really hard to learn from, I think, because especially early doors when you're doing comedy, you don't know why it's gone wrong. It takes a few years before you go, oh, I did this that was the issue.
And then by then, the hull is already pissing water in.
Yeah, it's way too
late. You really have to steer to keep the boat up. Mine, of course, would be spiking my hair the same height as my head, putting a blonde streak in it and doing lots of attention seeking in tight clothes, which cost me tremendous amounts of work. It was a massive mistake.
Louisa, and the eyeliner.
And the eyeliner was also a massive mistake.
I don't know. Look, I think it was of its time, that look as well, yep. Russell.
Yes, you it know. Was of its
time. Oh, you're so kind. You look ridiculous. Yes, jumping about like a bloody kangaroo with eyeliner on.
I wouldn't have minded looking ridiculous. It was 100% a mistake. It cost me work and I realised too late. And I'm now sort of in a side parting recovery. Louisa, what about you? Are you good at learning from mistakes, or are you someone that just makes a mistake, explodes it, walks off to the next battlefield?
That is exactly me, the latter. No, I think generally my mistakes are like saying the wrong thing. I haven't really learned from that yet. Or also just voicing the unpopular opinion is probably thing that I always do. But I don't think that's a mistake, which is why I always repeat that. Because I just say what I want to say, who I want to say it to.
I mean, the unpopular opinion could be an anti-racist point within a bunch of races. That could be the unpopular opinion, but it might be the right thing to say.
Yeah, true. I feel like I'm quite perfect, actually. Like, really, I couldn't tell you a mistake that I've made.
What about going up one boob size too many and then having to backtrack?
No, they just grew too much, so I had to have a reduction. Is that what you're talking about, my boob reduction? But they've grown back anyway.
It is intimidating being faced with.
I had a boob reduction and they've grown back. It was a weight of 15 grand it cost me, and it was agony.
It's like gardening, having boobs then. You've got to just prune, basically.
Yeah, touching them now.
Do send me the link afterwards. I can forward that on to Lindsay. And so I was going to say, do you think you've used mistakes for growth? But clearly you have, as your tits have continued to grow after the mistake of a reduction. I mean, we're into gender stereotypes here, Louisa, but do you think, let's not take us, we're unusual characters, yeah? We've got an outspoken media personality in yourself. We've got an attention-seeking comedian in me and Matt. So let's not focus on us for a second. But do you think generally, given all the men and women you know, men or women are better at using mistakes, acknowledging them and growing? Who's got more of a brick wall of, I don't make mistakes, men or women?
I think women are better. Men, for some reason, I don't know what it is about men, but they do seem to make more fuck-ups than women in their personal life, I think. Or I don't know if it's that or if they're just stupider, so it all comes out more, whereas women are slightly more manipulative and crafty and can style it out a bit better.
Or they're learning from their mistakes. Do you mean mistakes in their personal relationships? Like, I just slipped and fell in a prostitute, for example, was a massive mistake I had.
That, yeah. Or like, ooh, yeah, kind of like, yeah. Exactly that. Here I go again.
What is interesting here? Alla Wayne Rooney. Is obviously, Louisa, you do know a lot of Russell's personal dark mistakes as well, don't you?
I haven't
quite
made
a good friend. So, you know, this is it feels like there's like a it's quite a loaded episode, this, because you're going, yeah, men do fuck up, don't they, Russell?
I'm still hungover from yesterday.
I think that guys just are more like a bit more blatant, like they don't care as much, you know, and they kind of it's. Sometimes like a bit of a proud moment for a bloke, I think, like messing up in personal life. And then they're like, oh, shit, I've gone and done this again. But like, Sharon's taken me back anyway.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Matt. Do you think there's more pressure for women to experience mistakes as failures? Do you think men are like, I've made a mistake, but it's a growth opportunity. I'm going to learn from that and grow. Whereas, because of the way society's structured, when a woman fucks up.
I don't think so. I think men are allowed to make mistakes more because we're sort of treated more like we're giant children. So mistakes are kind of like treated, like if a man fucks up, like very often in the public eye as well, a man will fuck up and everyone's like, oh, what's he like? Whereas if a woman made exactly the same mistake, she would be cancelled. And I think that's the way that society has sort of nurtured men into being giant children, and women are expected to be perfect and motherly and in charge all the time. And I think that's probably the issue. And also, I think... like you said about men where they're like men are looking for a story. I mean, this might just be because I'm a comedian, but when I fuck up, at least you're like, well, I can tell people about this and it'll be funny eventually. Whereas I think women are expected to not do that and not fuck up, and also not have all these stories of a failed life that's led up to that point.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.